Dear Diary, today I interviewed Jake the Lion, and you guessed it, he's a mascot. He had some great stories. I'm glad our schedules finally aligned so that I could chat with him. Here it is. Alrighty, so we'll jump right into this, and then I warn you, I have really bad anxiety, so I don't know why I get super nervous. Like, I've practiced and everything, but I don't know, interviewing and staying on a specific topic is new for me. So
it's all right. Yeah. I'm kind of the same way.
Alrighty, so how long have you been a mascot?
I've been a mascot for probably about 3 years now.
3 years. And like, what got you started into mascotting? Like, what was that first, I don't know if you could think of that first moment where you're like, if you saw a mascot or whatever you were doing and you're like, yeah, like, that seems cool. Like, I want to pursue that.
It was a really weird chain of events. So, in my, well, close to my hometown, I worked for Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I worked there for almost 5 years. And I actually just quit this past summer.
I know friends that work at Chuck E. Cheese. And so, I'm so glad that you're bringing this up. Because I was going to grab one of my friends, like, and try to have one of her employees like be on the show, but yeah, so I'm really glad you're bringing this up. Keep going.
No problem. But so it was like I started out there just kind of not like doing Chucky or anything, just kind of doing the set job I was given.
Uh-huh.
And then one day they threw me in it, and after a couple times I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fun. So I kind of just kept doing Chucky when they needed it. And then one day this local hockey team, which is unfortunately no longer around.
Oh, boo, I hate that.
Because I knew my family and we knew, I don't even know what he was. He did something there. He was important. I should remember his title, but I don't remember what he actually did. But so he was like, oh, I know you do that. And we're looking for a backup. Any interest? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I can't skate, but I'll do it. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. We'll call you and we can kind of get you trained and stuff. And then I got out of class one day. And I got a call from him, and he's like, hey, do you want to do an appearance soon? And I was like, oh, figured maybe I'll have like a week or two to train, and I'll get to do it. I was like, cool, when? 1 hour from now?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, let's do it. So I go in, and like, mind you, Chuck E. Cheese is very different from like any other like suit that I've been in since.
Yeah.
It was very easy to get in. So like this one, it was a hockey suit, so it had a bunch of pieces. And I didn't know what I was doing. So he and this other guy ended up like basically putting me in it.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, all right, go walk around. Say hi to people. And I was like, what am I doing here? But it was really cool. And then they brought me in for like a formal interview. And they brought me on to do that. And then from there, just kind of progressed into who I knew and what I ended up getting to do.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's all about like who you know, seriously. I'm finding that out like late on in life. But
right. I wish I had known that when I was like 5. I would have started making friends then.
Yeah. So your hockey mascot, did you said there was a bunch of pieces. Did you have the ring? Did you have the big belly? Like
No. So the hockey mascot was actually he was thin. He was muscular almost.
Oh, okay.
So it was actually the AHL affiliate for the Sharks at the time.
Oh, okay.
So, let me see if I can remember how many pieces he had. He had shin guards, socks, shoes, a garter belt for the socks, the hockey pants, 3 pieces made up the chest itself,
oh my
the
gosh.
Shirt, and then the head.
That's way too many pieces.
Right?
It's like, I can't even get into a Halloween costume. And then here you are putting on all these pieces. And then for your first time and for them to explain it, like, I can't, like, oh my gosh, that seems like a lot.
They were trying to, like, walk me through it originally to try and, like, just make a point about myself. And I didn't understand because I had never hockeyed before.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we're running out of time. And they basically just dressed me.
So how long did you do that?
I did that for almost 2 years until the team relocated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I remember that team.
And then when I was working with them, the baseball team that I work for currently, they started up, and I've known their general manager since I was like 8, so I just kind of fell into the fray.
That's cool. And so your mascot now, I have to ask, I don't know if it's like pictures or what, and I don't know, you can tell me, I'm going to edit this, so tell me if you don't want anything in there, but I just have to ask right off the bat. I don't know if it's because I've only seen pictures, but your helmet, I guess, like the head seems humongous. Like, is it really
the biggest one I've seen?
Yeah, right? Like, and I know this is just like pictures, but I was when you were talking, and then I was like, okay, well, I gotta go research this mascot now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is like huge. It's the hugest I've ever seen for that specific animal. And so, yeah, how much does that thing weigh?
That thing, I think, weighs, I would say at least like between 5 and 10.
Wow. That's a lot. I've heard from other like podcasts and other mascot, well, one other podcast, and the mascots talking about how more than 3 or 4 pounds is like a lot. Dang.
That's, and then crazy. That's without the fan, because the fan fell out.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So the mascot that you're doing now, like how long have you been, how long have you been working with this mascot?
So I got hired when the team started in 2014. But I wasn't the first one in it. I was kind of the backup. And then it just steadily became, once the other guy, you know, once life happened, I stepped up and I basically just did all the community stuff, all the games, and then I became the full-time one.
Yeah, so is it full-time, like this position?
No, it's technically part-time, but I'm in charge of his social media, his emails, his the appearance and stuff like that. So even when I'm not working, I'm probably still working.
No, yeah, that's crazy to me. Like that's especially baseball. And I think so many games, there's so many games in a baseball season. And then to do all the community events, I've seen the events that you do. And I mean, for every mascot, I don't understand how that's not a full-time job, just like across the board, like so many events.
I think it kind of depends. I talked actually to the guy who used to be Clutch from the Houston Rockets, and he was telling me that depending on the sport and what the team what the team would like to do, some people don't even have like specific performers. They'll have like groups of people.
Yeah, that's a bummer to me. I don't know. I'm really into mascots, so I don't know. I would feel like you want consistency, you know what I mean? The mannerisms and just like even recognizing people in the crowd and stuff, you know, that's tough. I don't know. What are your thoughts and ideas on that?
I don't know. Like I definitely have enjoyed being able to continue to do none of the games or like the community stuff. Cause like once I get to know fans, it's really cool. Like, know that, like there's people who like, okay, when I see them, this is our interaction usually, and I like it or I don't like it. And I just eventually you learn who you can go towards and who is a good person. Like a lot of our season ticket holders, if we're in the middle of a game and like we need like some sort of excitement, if I go over there, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? Like, I'm sorry if I'm all over the place. I feel like
it's all good.
If I follow the questions, that's when I like the anxiety builds up. So I'm just trying to like, I try to like memorize the questions, and I was like, I'll just go with it until we're like, so we hit half an hour or something. So yeah, like what strategies do you have for dealing with the drunk people, with the drunkies? The groupies I meant, and the kids, the crazy kids.
During games, it's not too hard, because if someone's either too rowdy or the kids are just like all over me, I can either hop over an aisle.
Yeah.
Or our stadium is set up a little bit differently. So like people walk in and then the stands go down. So the dugout is actually on level with like the top of the dugout is on level with the bottom of the stands on some of them. So like I can hop on top of the dugout if I really need to.
Okay. Yeah. I've been to one of those stadiums. I get what you're saying. Okay, I like have the vision, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Like, so I'll do that, and then every so often, like, I'll need to get somebody from the staff involved. But I try to not, I don't know, it just feels weird for me to be attempting to either get people in trouble or kick them out.
Yeah, you don't want to be mean. Do you have any crazy stories? I mean, I know, two mascots already where they ripped off the tail. I didn't talk to one of them, but I saw one recently go up on a Twitter. She was like, kids, like, or parents, please watch your kids because someone just ripped off my tail and I'm out for the game. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's so sad. I feel really bad for her.
His tail's been ripped off numerous times.
No way. Do you fix it yourself? Or
either I'll fix it, or there's someone in the office who does a lot of the seamstress, I guess is the word I want, work for it. Like, if, like, a button needs to be fixed, or, like, the suit needs to be fixed in a big way, and I haven't been able to do it, or she just has the time, she'll do it, but...
Oh, okay.
Tail's been ripped off probably more times than I can count.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think of, like, what other... I have had, at one point, I was at one appearance, not with the lion, but a different one, and I was, you know, messing with people in the crowd, or in the area or whatever, because it was out like in an open area, like a park almost.
Uh-huh.
And some woman was like, let me feel your shark boob, and tried to grab me.
What?
I could not tell you what thought went through her head when she decided that was the proper thing to do.
Oh my gosh.
But it happened.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, it's an awesome story, but at the same time, like, I understand, like, what goes through your head? I don't know.
And my usual thought is, oh, this person's on something. Unless it's somebody that I've interacted with before, and then it just chases, like, oh, this is just a terrible person.
Oh, man. Do you have any signature, like, skits or moves or anything that your character does?
Skits per se, not really. Like, we have an MC who's now our PA guy, who there's a lot of good interactions of, like, a frenemy aspect between us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sass each other, like, in the crowd or over the mic and stuff. It's really fun. So, like, that's kind of a thing that if people come to more than one game, they'll see it. But I would say probably, like, the usual things that I'll do is, like, if I see an open seat, I'll, like, go into it, and I'll put my feet on someone's shoulders. I'll just kind of sit on people's laps because no one tells me no.
How tall are you? Like, because on top of the head, oh my gosh, I can't imagine, like, you sitting on someone.
I'm 5'11 by myself.
Oh, man, dude. So yeah.
Jake is almost 7.
Wow. That's crazy. And then you just sit on people?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Just sit on, hop over aisles and stuff. People love when I shake the tail. Especially if I hit someone with it.
Does it just drag on the floor? Or is it one that kind of, like, it loops? Or it curves? There's, like, a U shape to it. I don't know how to describe
that.
No,
it's like a limp tail, but it's not, it doesn't drag on the floor, partially because I'm so tall. Like, when I originally started, before the suit was modified, my ankle showed.
Oh, okay.
But the tail's probably a good, like, foot-ish off the ground. But I have actually stepped on it and ripped it off before if I'm trying to get up or something.
So you're talking about modifications and stuff. So how does you only had to do that for the lion, or?
Yeah, I wasn't, like, when I worked for the hockey team, I wasn't involved with, like, the operational parts of the mascot and the team. I was just, they just would email me and be like, okay, here are these appearances. Can you do them? And I would do them.
Oh, okay.
And then the same thing would happen with games. But with the lion, I basically have creative freedom with it.
Nice. But you don't need any adjustments for the shark? Because I feel like physical appearance and, like, how you look in it plays, like, a part.
No, I was about the same height and size as the other people who had worn it.
Okay. Just Jake, so. Like, you needed, the lion... you needed extensions, like, on his legs,
yeah.
Or what?
So it was designed for, like, people who are, like, 5'8", 5'9".
Uh-huh.
And that's about the height of our original performer. And people even told me that, like, some of the people who meet me, they're like, oh, yeah, you're, like, the tallest performer I've ever met. And it's like, eh. But, so, eventually, I sent the suit back to the people who made it and had them add, more to the leg, and then, like, a stirrup so that my feet would stay in it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And it has been so helpful.
No, yeah, I can imagine. Oh, I never thought about, like, stirrups being, like, on the legs and stuff. But that seems like a simple, like, modification, like, with the elastic. Is it elastic, or?
So it's almost like, it's not sock material, but it's almost like they sewed a sock to it and cut off the heel and the toe.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Because
I like it.
That's cool. I'm all DIY. So like not that I have a costume or anything, but I make my own Halloween costumes and stuff. But yeah, so that stuff interests me and stuff. So shopping for your costumes for like Halloween, like you just like you went trick or treating with some kids, and like, do you make your own costume or?
So the first year I did it, I did. I bought a cape online, then I made him a mask. I was trying to make him a superhero, and everyone thought I was Zorro, so I ran with it and said I was Zorro.
That's awesome.
I like to pretend I'm crafty, kind of not. I would love to be able to make his own suits, but...
That's cool. If you ever need any help, I will definitely... I want to make you something. Seriously, I'll send it over if you send me the measurements. That'd be funny. I don't know. I like stuff like that. I like making original stuff, and I might like making, like... enlarge things or whatever. My favorite is Orbit. I don't know if you've seen it when he like strips down.
Orbit's really cool.
Yeah, to like his big old like chonies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're like all I guess they're safety pinned on because it looked like they were just gonna drop, dude, before he reached the end or wherever he was running.
Probably.
But, yeah, in the one video that I saw. But yeah, they were like, you could tell they were like barely hanging on. So I was like, man, I want to be like that person who makes like giant underwear for mascots. But anyways, so weird. So let's talk about like your breaks and like the, I don't know, like the necessities of being in that suit for like so long. I'm from California. So I feel for Cosmo, who's our soccer mascot, because, oh my God, it had to be over like 100 degrees. Like a month ago, I think, and mm-hmm. he was out there, and they were like prayers for mascot and like prayers for Cosmo, like on Twitter and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't like think about the heat and him, and like, oh, I felt really bad. Bailey, not so much, because I mean, you're in a hockey rink, but
yeah.
How do you deal? How do you prep with the heat and like the water breaks, or and talk about the differences between hockey and baseball? So. Sorry, that's a lot.
Not a problem. The difference between hockey and baseball, I'll go with first, because the hockey, I did games less. With hockey, what it kind of was is I would... The attempt was, anyway, to go through the period, and then I would take my break during intermission, unless there was something I needed to go out and do, and then I would take my break after that. But... it was kind of like, if I really needed one, I could go take one.
Yeah.
But in that arena, there, as long as it was a decent crowd, and there was usually enough people that I could keep myself distracted and just run and go with it until I really needed it.
Yeah.
But for baseball, because it's not timed and it's longer, because I'll normally come out before the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll walk through the crowd, usually mess with the other team, and then I'll be on the field for, like, the anthem and stuff. And then I'll go take a quick break. And then I'll usually take another break. Because I try to time them out with our promotions.
Yeah.
So I normally take another one at the end of the first. And then I usually don't take another one until, like, the fifth or the sixth, if I take another one at all.
Cool. That's crazy. Baseball's, like, I don't know. Baseball's not really my thing, so I don't know the timing. Like, I don't know how long an average game goes. I mean, I've been to baseball games, but, like...
Ours are usually about 2.5, because it's college players. But we've had games go until, like, midnight before, if they've started at 7.
Yeah.
And it can get long. I think the longest day I had was we actually got the opportunity to host the All-Star game this year in our league, and it was pretty cool. And that was a long day.
Do you have any, like, rituals or anything? Like, I don't know, or, like, strict diets? Like, I don't know, like, no salt or anything salty?
Should I have a strict diet? Yes. Do I? No. Once I'm out of college and can actually focus on things a little bit more, I plan on hoping to get healthier. But until then, I'm just kind of, eh.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But ritual-wise, not really. I mean, ones will kind of develop throughout the season. If I, like, I'm a little superstitious, so like if I feel like something's working, I'll try to keep doing it. But I did have one before hockey games where I'd be in the locker room beforehand, and I would have a couple songs that I like to listen to. I would listen to certain ones on the way there, especially for, like, even for baseball too, like certain songs on the way there, certain songs on the way back.
I definitely feel you on the superstition. Like, I'm very superstitious with my hockey games. So what's your dance song? Do you have like a song that you're like, oh yeah, this is my jam, and I dance in the suit and everything?
Whippin' Nae Nae gets people going. That's usually a good one. I'm trying to think, because there's really anything that has a good beat.
Yeah, I know. And there's usually like that song of the year, or whatever, you know, like on the dance camp or whatever. But I don't know if there's like maybe an old school one that you're like, yeah, that's my jam. Or
I Need a Hero. If we're during the baseball games, if we're losing, we'll play that one, and that usually is a really good song to dance to.
How does that one go?
I need a hero. Like, I can't even sing. I couldn't even try.
I just wanted you to sing. No, I'm just kidding.
But that one's good, and there's almost even like there's a couple like things that I'll do during that one that are usually kind of like similar to the last time I did it, because I think, I don't know, it just feels right.
No, yeah, I get you.
But I think one of my favorite songs to have played, even if I don't get to actually dance to it, just because I think it's a really good crowd song, is Freaks by Timmy Trumpet.
No, yeah, yeah, I definitely see people like, yeah, yeah, getting into that. Yeah, that's not usually what I listen to, but I mean, when you're at a hockey game, like, I mean, I always reference hockey, sorry, like, or
no,
soccer.
That's fine.
Yeah, hockey's like my jam right there. But yeah, like, I mean, whatever they play at hockey games, like, I mean, I props to our music director and stuff, like, so like whatever he plays, it's awesome. So.
That's almost one thing I like a little bit more about hockey than baseball, is I'm a bit of a metalhead, and metal gets by better at a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Like metal and just heavier things, whereas baseball is a lot of like classic rock, country, stuff like that.
There's so much more music at a hockey game. Like at soccer, there's no music. Like, I'm like, where are the breaks? Like, where's the promotions and stuff?
I'll be honest, I've never actually been to a professional soccer game. But fun fact, Bailey from the LA Kings follows Jake on Twitter.
Yay! He unfollowed my personal one, so whatever, Bailey. No, Cosmo follows me, so it's like, woo woo! I love Cosmo. My first MLS game was this year, actually. I'd never been to a soccer game before, so I went to see Cosmo, so yeah. Hello?
Nope, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry. Like, you went quiet, and I was like, what?
No, I was yelling at my cat.
Oh, no worries. But yeah, and I see Bailey all the time, and I don't know. I think Bailey's gotten a little, like, I don't know. He's too popular now. I don't know. But I think he follows you because
he's
you're
become
a lion.
Too mainstream for you.
Yeah. He wins so many awards, and, like, he's always, like, in the top rankings for the hockey, like, mascots and stuff. So I think it's just gone to his big lion head. You can always brag that your lion head is bigger than his. So anyways, so as far as mascots go, like who do you look for? Like who inspires you? Like who do you follow and stuff? Besides obviously Bailey. No, I'm kidding.
I think the couple that I look up to are like SJ Sharkey.
Uh-huh.
I think he's just amazing. Orbit is another good one. The Philly Fanatic is a classic.
Yeah.
Wally from the Red Sox, mostly because Hometown Pride.
Yeah. I've taken pictures with his statue. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. So I was at Fenway, like for Pearl Jam, like in what was it, August or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super excited to take pictures with like those statues and stuff. Bummed that I couldn't actually take pictures with Wally, but I was like, eh, close enough. But he's cool. I've been following him ever since I went to Boston. So it was really nice over there. What are the coolest things that you've done in the suit?
Coolest things. Well, I've actually been to Fenway a couple times as a mascot, like not obviously not as Wally, unfortunately, but like as like we've been invited and I've gotten to go. And I think the first time I got to go to Fenway and just walk out on the warning track and just see the crowd, I think that is the coolest thing I've ever done.
That's awesome.
Let's see. I got to meet Dougie Hamilton when he was on the Bruins. He was actually sitting in the stands watching his brother play, and I got to go say hi.
In a suit?
Yeah.
And you're cool with that? Like, that's still, like, it still holds. It doesn't take anything away. Like, oh, he has no idea who I really am, but, like.
No, that's the thing. It was cool.
Okay.
He took a picture with me, and then same thing, actually. It was actually not with the Lion. Actually, the other day, David Ortiz was in town, and I got to meet him in a suit.
Cool. Any other cool moments of being a mascot?
The Fenway one was probably the best. What else have I gotten to do? Being in parades is always fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Especially like bigger ones. I don't know. I think the first time at Fenway was the best because we got to go on the warning tracks, wave at everybody. We actually got to go on the monster with Wally and do the Wally wave.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, for every uphill, there's a downhill. So what are your worst moments?
Oh, all right. So little tidbit, I have glasses, but I've never worn contacts. And so my glasses don't normally fit in the suits that I'm in.
Okay.
So I just kind of go without them.
Okay.
So at one point I almost got hit by a Zamboni.
Oh my gosh.
That little conversation afterwards with my boss was not a fun one.
Oh man.
We were at a local ski resort on a ski lift, like just going up to the top of the mountain to say hi to everybody, because it's always a good picture to get the mascot on the ski lift.
Uh-huh.
And
that seems so
fun. So we went up, we got up, and it's a good about 15 minutes, maybe 20 each way.
Uh-huh.
And so, but we got about halfway, and it just opens up and starts pouring.
Oh, man.
So I'm sitting there with my boss. He's just getting drenched. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I can tell it's raining. I can't feel it yet.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But we sat. So it just kept pouring. So we went all the way up, all the way down. And then we got off. And he's like, quick run, because we had a box truck there, which is where we were storing our inflatable hockey, like, shootout booth.
Yeah.
And so we were running down the hill to get to the truck. And I slipped and fell in the mud and just kind of went down the hill in it. It wasn't a large hill. It was, like, only a couple feet, but just the notion that I was already soaked and then just got covered in mud.
Oh, man. And then you had to clean it up or what? Like,
no, he cleaned it.
Oh, man. Wait, did you go back out? Like, did you need to, like...
Oh, no, we were done after that.
Oh, okay.
It had to dry for, like, 2 days.
Oh, wow. That sucks. Oh, man.
Anything else that I can't... I'm trying to figure out if there's anything else I can think of that's, like, just... I mean, this isn't really terrible. It's just kind of embarrassing. At the All-Star game for baseball, one of the things that I'll do a lot of with the Lion is I'll stand on the back of a chair, and I'll just go up and down the aisle on the backs.
Uh-huh.
And I must have stepped in, like, a spilled drink or something, because the bottom of my shoe must have been a little slippery, and I slipped. And my shoe went in between where the seat folds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my leg was just kind of stuck there. And I could have gotten my leg out, but I didn't want to take the shoe off.
Oh, true.
So I was just kind of, I sat there for a couple minutes and I was like, all right, well, curse word. And then luckily one of our players who wasn't in the game saw it and was like, you want some help, buddy? I was like, please. Oh God. So he like shielded me so I could take the shoe off, slip my leg out, and then put my shoe back on.
Oh,
but
man.
I was stuck in a chair for a couple minutes.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, I mean, there's so many dangers if you think about it. I mean, if you think about everything and anything, I mean, it could get to you, but I don't know.
I've gotten hurt a couple times. Nothing too bad.
Oh, okay.
I think the worst is, do you know what knockerball is? Like the giant inflatable, like hamster balls that people put on and run at each other?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have that at like a good half of our games, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And normally what I'll do is I'll, like, stand out there and I'll, like, knock people over and stuff or, like, kick the ball away and stuff like that. Because they play soccer when they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I knocked this one guy over and then I went to go knock someone. And then that other guy charged back at me and knocked me over. And normally it's fine, but that guy was strong.
Oh, man.
I ended up bruising like every rib on my right side.
Oh, no way.
It hurt.
And but your how, like, did you fall on the floor? Like, was your head on and everything? Like
the head has a strap, so it stayed on, but it took me a good minute or two to actually like get up after that.
Oh, dang. That's crazy. Whew. Anyways. And then I don't know, like I always ask this because I'm a teacher and I think like there's gotta be like some part. I think there's a difference between, you know, like the best, the worst, and then just like the most rewarding and whatever. Like, I don't know, if you don't have anything, like that's fine, but is there like a most rewarding part of your like mascotting career? Or
I think this is kind of twofold. Like, I obviously like, I really enjoy like actually being able to like make people smile and be happy and everything.
Yeah,
there's been a couple good ones. I know a little bit of sign language, mostly how to say like his name and ask what other people's names are.
Yeah.
And I did that one day to a group of what I didn't know at the time was actually a group of deaf people. And they were just ecstatic.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's awesome. I swear one lady actually started crying because she was so happy. That's like awesome. That I was just signing to her son.
No, yeah, I feel like I work with students with special needs. So, I mean, that's awesome. Like, even if it's just a little bit, like, they, like, I mean, people appreciate that, you know, because it's something that you don't see often, so.
It's really cool. And, like, there's another one. I don't want to give out, like, names or anything just because I don't know what her thoughts on it. But there's this woman. She's, her son is a huge fan. He's, like, 8 and way too smart for his own good. Like, he's just a ball of energy and he's really smart. Yeah. And he hasn't had the best luck in life. That is how I will put it. But like one day he met me at a game like in Jake and like was super happy. And then he came early to the next game because he wanted to meet the players. And he asked somebody who was in the suit because he understood like that it was someone.
Uh-huh.
So I went over and met him and he's just like become like the team's best friend. He's at as many games as he can be at. We've been like to his house before and like hung out, played games. And like, he's just cool. Like, when we won the championship, not this past season, but the one before, because unfortunately didn't win this past season, but a lot of the team actually credited him as like the good luck charm, and I believe it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet. That's cool. I love stories like that. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's like the teacher in me, I guess. Well, I just want to thank you for, you know, talking with me. And
no problem.
I really appreciate this because you're, like I said, you're only the third interview that I've done, and I'm trying to get to 5. I have like a couple more people that I'm going to try and reach out to. Yeah, like I really appreciate you taking the time to like, you know, talk to me, and then all the scheduling and stuff. I know it's been rough, but like I really appreciate your time. And I don't know, do you have any shout outs, or I don't know if you want to give out like your Twitter or anything, or just like shout outs to whoever.
I'll give out his Twitters. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Twitters, wow. Look at me trying to say like multiples. His is JakeTheLion14.
And then any shout outs or anything? I don't know.
Not particularly. I basically just wanna thank the people who've been with who worked for the teams that I've been able to work with, like for giving me a chance and kind of getting to where I am, because a couple years ago, if you had said this is what I'd be doing, I would have thought you were crazy. But now I don't think I can see myself doing anything else.
That's awesome. Well, best of luck to you. And yeah, thanks again. Just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Good luck getting more interviews. I'm sure you'll get at least one more soon.
And that was number 3. If you haven't noticed, I'm just putting out these episodes in the order that I record them. And I'm going to be honest here. I'm having a great time recording, even though I know that I'm socially awkward. And the minor editing that I do is hilarious. It's really funny listening back to myself and just realizing that I'm a big idiot. And it's these outros that I'm struggling with, okay? My producer, aka my roommate, says that I have to put these in because it's my time to shine. But it's not about me. It's about the mascot that I just interviewed. And you guys get who I am in their interview. That's me. That's me being awkward weirdo. But I appreciate everyone that comes on the show. And if you have any feedback, or you want to suggest a topic or a question, or you're a mascot and you want to be on my show, please email me at contact@mascotdiaries.com. If you guys want stickers, let me know. Please tweet me, Instagram me, Facebook me on Mascot Diaries and let me know if you want stickers. I will totally make stickers and send them out to you for free. But I don't want to make 200 stickers just for myself. So I need that feedback. And tell a friend about this show and help them subscribe on iTunes, Google Music Play, Stitcher, or their favorite podcast app. Stay tuned for next Mascot Monday when I interview Chewy. Thanks for listening.